Welcome to Railbird Central at Chief's Head TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We're entering a new territory here at Railbird Central. For those of you who join us every day, you'll notice the new live stream format, which is really cool, fun, and exciting. It's the first time we've ever used it for Railbird Central. If you're a fan of Cheesehead TV, we have used it for Packer Transplants before. And what's cool is that you'll notice the chat there at the right-hand side of your screen, I'm hoping. What you have to do is you have to sign up for an account with Livestream. But it's free. It's easy. It's painless. Heck, if you have a Facebook account, I think it does it automatically for you. You just click the Facebook icon there and you click accept or whatever it is. And it signs you up automatically. And you're all set to go. And it really takes like less than a minute for those of you who haven't done it yet. And it gives you the little, it uses your little Facebook avatar for your chat icon, things like that. So it really is rather painless. So I think it's cool. We're going to see how it goes. This is our first time, so please bear with me if we hit any bumps along the road. And please feel free to pass along any feedback you might have. This is the way we're going now. So, kind of excited here at Railbird Central to be doing this. So, looking a lot like Packer Transplants, but, let's get to it, folks. Do a little Packers talk today. The news over the weekend is that the Packers will have a new cornerback, not quarterback. Those two words kind of, you know, seem really close when you just say him really fast, but a new cornerback on the team, and it isn't official yet. Apparently, it I think is probably predicated upon this person passing a physical. But anyway, his name is Loyce Means, and he's a former University of Houston Cougar. Played his college ball at the University of Houston in 2001, I believe, was his senior season in college. And then in 2012, this past season, he played in the NFL briefly. He actually signed as an undrafted free agent. Or do I have that wrong? Was 2010 his last year in college? And then he played in 2011 in the NFL. Yeah, I think this is how it goes. Pardon me. We're not talking about a well-known player here, so this is all new to me as well. He played his college ball senior year 2010, comes into the NFL in 2011, signs as an undrafted free agent with the Buffalo Bills, actually makes the team, I think, but gets cut during the regular season. Before he even plays, but he did make the team, did make the roster, and then ends up signing with the, the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League, and played a little bit there, but then sat out the entire 2012 season out of professional football. And so anyway, as the story goes, the Packers discovered him. More or less because of his speed. He ran under 4.4 seconds in the 40-yard dash. So kind of cool. Obviously, I don't know a whole lot about Loyce Means. I don't think anybody really does, unless maybe if you are a University of Houston fan. And by all means, if you are, feel free to share your thoughts on our live blog in the comments section here at Cheesehead TV. So it's cool. It's an off-season move by the Packers that carries very little risk. You know, don't be that person who's going to be like, oh yeah, this is going to be the difference between winning a Super Bowl. Rosters are at 80 guys right now. You know, there's no risk in taking a chance at this time of year. They didn't sign Loyce Means to some huge contract that's going to be cost prohibitive for the Packers. They probably signed him to near the NFL minimum, almost guaranteeing that without seeing the numbers in front of me. And you just kind of hope they hit on him. They find a diamond in the rough. And this news was first reported over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I think Tom Silverstein had it, although I could be mistaken. And in his article actually pointed out that there was another signing by the Packers, very similar to this one a few years ago. And it actually had to do with a player who plays the same position, cornerback. And that was Tremont Williams. Tremont Williams was signed as a street free agent, as you remember. You know, we're going way back when, you know, back before the Packers won the Super Bowl, seasons before that even. When did Tremont Williams come to Green Bay? Was it 2007, 2006? Right around then, right around the time Mike McCarthy came to Green Bay. And, it, you know, that worked out pretty well. That's why you take chances at this time of year with street free agents, because you just might hit on one. Now, you're not going to hit on all of them. But again, this is a move where it's, if it doesn't work out, if Loyce Means just doesn't have what it takes to play in the NFL, well, I mean, so be it. They can cut him at any point. They could cut him tomorrow. Well, apparently they haven't even technically signed him yet. Again, pending a physical here. He passes that, the Packers will reportedly sign him. But once they sign him and he comes in for the off-season workout program at the beginning of April here, and just they begin the workout program in 2 weeks, I believe. And it turns out he's just not what they thought he was. He hasn't been staying in shape quite as well as maybe they had hoped. That they can cut him before the draft, or heck, even after practices start after the draft, after they get all the rookies in, and they're like, hey, the rookies on our team, the guys we just took, the guys we just signed, they're a whole lot better than Loyce Means. Well, they can cut him then, or they can bring him through the end of training camp, find out what he has, let him play in some preseason games. They can do all these things to analyze this new addition to the team without hurting whatsoever. So don't be scared that this is, you know, they're taking a chance here. They're, you know, going out on a limb a little bit on a guy nobody really knows anything about. This is the time of year to do it. So welcome Loyce Means to the Green Bay Packers. So we'll be following him and what he does and what he brings to the Packers. And, you know, the word is it's speed. That's the biggest thing. And that's something the Packers defense could use. You know, Sam Shields, of course, is known for his speed on the defensive side of the football. But other than that, you know, that's something that's in short supply, I think, on the defense of the Green Bay Packers. You know, maybe not necessarily a cornerback, but speed as a whole. I'm not sure the linebackers outside. Well, Clay Matthews has good speed for his position. He's not going to beat, you know, Sam Shields in a foot race. But for his position, I think Clay Matthews has good speed. Outside of that, though, you know, the linebackers, the rest of them, I don't think any of them are really known for their speed all that much. I think that's where the Packers could use some help, on the defensive side of the football. And heck, here, as kind of a way to generate a little discussion on our new live stream chat, you know, where do you think the Packers need the most help on defense? If you kind of want to throw your thoughts out there, throw your opinions out there, we'll see how this chat thing works. Where do you think the Packers need the most help on defense? Is it something like speed? Is it something like tackling? Is it just simply a position they need to address? Is it defensive line, linebacker, safety? You want to get more specific. Is it inside linebacker, outside linebacker? Is it pass rush? Is it pass coverage? Where do the Packers' defense need some help? So go ahead, throw your thoughts out there, and I'll try to go through mine here, what I think that the Packers could use some help. On the live blog, Atheist for the Cause says inside linebacker instinct, and that's a fair point right there, where the Packers could use some help at the inside linebacker position. And that's why I wrote the column not so long ago that the Packers could use some help there, that they're kind of handcuffed at the inside linebacker position. You know, they just renegotiated A.J. Hawk's contract. They re-signed Brad Jones. They re-signed Rob Francois. And none of these guys really are all that special. And so the Packers have some issues, I think, at inside linebacker, and they don't really have an avenue, I don't think, to improve the inside linebacker position early in the draft. I just can't see, with all the money they have invested in A.J. Hawk and Desmond Bishop and now Brad Jones, not to mention the rest of the guys on the roster, that it's tough to envision them, I think, drafting a inside linebacker in the early rounds. Where I do think the Packers could use some help, but I just don't see them do it. I mean, again, they could draft any position in the later rounds. It doesn't matter. You just go with the best player available and hope that pick works out. No matter if it's a deep position or not. So it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see the Packers draft an inside linebacker in the sixth or seventh round, by all means. But you know, I can't see him going after, let's say, Alec Ogletree in the first, Kevin Minter, Manti Te'o. I can't see him drafting those positions in the first round or those players in the first round, just because they have so much invested into all these other guys. Hawk, Bishop, Brad Jones, DJ Smith, Rob Francois, Jamari Lattimore, Terrell Manning. There's so much depth there already and so much money invested. I could be wrong, but I just see him avoiding that position. But I do think they could use help. Now, who the best inside linebacker is out of that group, that's up for debate as well. I think a lot of people feel it could be an Alec Ogletree. I didn't include in my, mention before, Arthur Brown of Kansas State. He's part of that discussion. And again, Manti Te'o, Kevin Minter. You could throw out your ideas about who the Packers may be looking at. And it's anybody's guess. It's your personal opinion who the best inside linebacker might be in this year's draft class. I just don't see it happening. Even if that guy is available at number 26, the Packers really like Arthur Brown of Kansas State and he's available, I say they just pass on him. Because they got so many other guys, they got so much money invested. That kind of goes against the best available player theory a little bit that Ted Thompson likes to mention so often in his press conferences at this time of year, in the run up to the NFL draft. And we're not getting far away from draft time. Today, April 1st, the first day of April, April Fool's Day, by the way. Have you been subject to any jokes yet? Any practical jokes? There always seems to be some
website or something that will try to pull a fast one in the world of the Green Bay Packers and pull off some, you know, hoax of Packers news. I haven't seen anything yet today, any hoaxes regarding the Green Bay Packers yet. I think they're rather foolish. But anyway, the point being is we're finally hit the month of April here, and the NFL draft starting later this month. So that's going to happen, and we're getting geared up for NFL draft time. And hopefully here on Railbird Central we'll have some guests throughout this month, some NFL draft analysts that'll join us, help us talk about some of the prospects and who the Packers might add. So excited about that. I didn't want to have a guest on the show today because we're doing our new live stream here at Railbird Central, and I wanted to make sure that went off without a hitch. And hopefully we're doing okay. We're doing okay here at Cheesehead TV. And again, by all means, send me your feedback as to how the new live stream is working for you. But anyway, elsewhere in the news of the Green Bay Packers, you know, as we chatted a little bit about where the defense needs help. But anyway, the headline in this morning's Packers Daily Links, and again, there's a, if you scroll to the bottom right hand corner of your screen, way at the bottom down there, you'll see the link to it. And this morning's Packers Daily Links, the news is the update in the Aaron Rodgers ongoing contract negotiation saga. Word from Ian Rapoport of NFL.com, who just put this out this morning, I believe, that the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are about $2 million apart per year in their negotiations. And I think I read, and again, you could confirm this by checking out the link down there, that the Packers have offered Aaron Rodgers approximately, roughly, $21 million per season, which would just exceed what Joe Flacco is getting. The new record-breaking deal signed by Joe Flacco, the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl winning quarterback. And so it's inevitable, even if Rodgers were to accept what the Packers offered him, it's inevitable that Rodgers is going to become the new highest paid player in the NFL, unless somebody beats him to the punch. But it doesn't appear that's going to be the case. But at some point here, he's going to sign a new contract. He's going to become the NFL's highest paid player. But they're roughly $2 million apart. So the Packers are offering, again, I think a little more than $21 million. Aaron Rodgers, again, according to the report, roughly wanting a little more than $23 million or something like that. And so can they come to an agreement? Is it as simple as meeting halfway? You know, the Packers offering $21 million, Aaron Rodgers wanting $23 million, and they just meet in the middle. Is it that simple? Can it get done if each side just gives a little? The Packers offer a little more. Aaron Rodgers takes just a little bit less. Is it really all that big a deal in the whole scheme of things when we're talking about tens of millions of dollars? Well, it is, you know. And again, you can't break it down into such simple terms. While it may look like the average is, you know, $22 million roughly a season, whatever it ends up being, it's more important, the things like the guaranteed money Aaron Rodgers is, you know, sure to get out of this deal, even if he were to suffer a, you know, season-ending injury, career-ending injury, knock on wood, but things like that. How much is the signing bonus going to be worth? That's, you know, spread over the entire deal, 5 years or whatever it might be. So, you know, you got to look at those things as well. to gauge the true worth of an NFL contract rather than just look at the average per year. And again, I mean, that gives you a good starting point when you're kind of looking at NFL contracts. It gives you a good starting point as to how much a player is worth, how much he deserves, things like that, where he stacks up against other players in the NFL, players at his position. But it just doesn't tell the whole story. So we kind of wait and see. And, you know, this, like I said, this is the ongoing saga here. In the offseason, where there's very little to talk about, it seems like every other day there's kind of a new report on Aaron Rodgers and his contract situation. Where are they at? You know, are they talking? Is his agent in the Packers talking? Are they making progress? Et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to kind of be this way, I think, until the deal gets done. And, you know, it seems to be going the way of a deal getting done at some point before the NFL draft. But it's hard to say when. For all we know, a deal could get done today. It could be announced before this day is over. But that's no guarantee. It could be tomorrow. And it could be shortly before the NFL draft. Could be the day before the Packers announce it. But again, we just don't know. We just don't know. Atheist for the Cause on the live blog says, asked, do you know what length of contract they are looking at? From what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've, you know, seen speculated, is that they're looking to add about maybe 4 or 5 years onto the existing contract. And again, just speculation that I've heard, that I've read. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers already still has 2 years left on his contract, his current one. So they just want to add 4 or 5 years onto that. In other words, keeping him around Green Bay for the next 6-7 seasons total under contract for that length of time. Not to say, again, that a new contract couldn't be renegotiated before that one ends, you know, 5-6 years down the road. But that's what I've seen. As Jamie, our live blog director, Jamie George, points out, says there's nothing in the Rappaport post about length. And yeah, that's true. You know, it's probably something still in negotiations. You know, they're trying to figure things out, how long this thing's going to work. But, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me as well. 4 or 5 years onto the existing 2 years left on Aaron Rodgers' deal. And that would basically put Aaron Rodgers through the prime of his career. You know, the next time we're talking about an Aaron Rodgers contract, he's going to be reaching the end of his career. And again, I mean, a quarterback is a position where you can play into your late 30s and still be effective. So it certainly could be a situation where you're not looking to get rid of Aaron Rodgers 6-7 years from now, but you're not looking to sign him to a contract of that length again. You know, you're not looking to keep him in the fold for another 5 or 6 years until later on. At that point, it might be another 2 years where you're kind of starting to look for his successor. But for the time being, Aaron Rodgers is the man. He's still under contract right now, so even if nothing, you know, ends up getting done before the draft, he's still under contract. He isn't going anywhere. Heck, the report, you know, a month ago now was that he doesn't plan on holding out even if, you know, the situation, you know, the contract didn't get done, so that's good news. And I've always thrown out the idea that I think that it's possible that Aaron Rodgers could come to a deal with the Packers some point mid-season here in 2013. You know, the longer they wait, the less that will go on to the salary cap this year. And I think that makes sense if they get Clay Matthews done soon. If they get Clay Matthews done before the season, they can, you know, put a lot of money into this year, into 2013 with Clay Matthews, to make his number more cap-friendly later on. So they have more space, more salary cap room in later years of Clay Matthews' contract. So I think that could be a case there. And they end up putting a little money of Aaron Rodgers into 2013, but more so in 2014, 2015, things like that. That's where his most money would be, the most, you know, guaranteed money, the years he gets paid the most, takes home the biggest paychecks, things like that. So then, you know, late in his career, late in Aaron Rodgers at the end of his contract, there's more room, more flexibility, more possibility that they can go out and spend in things like free agency, should they so choose. As we all know, the Packers do not dabble in free agency all that much. So anyway, that's the news regarding Aaron Rodgers today. And again, expect every other day for us to be talking about Aaron Rodgers here on Railbird Central. We'll be back on Wednesday, and again, there will probably be a new report by then. The progress they've made, or the lack of progress they've made. Who knows which way this twist and turns the story will take. But anyway, there was a report over the weekend. If you go out and check the National Football Post, and Dan Pompey there writes his weekly Sunday column talking about Aaron Rodgers' new workout routine in the offseason. And this is by no means a big report, but seeing as we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, you can go check that out. And again, it's in today's Packers Daily Links, but Aaron Rodgers is apparently incorporated a new off-season workout routine that includes more stretching and flexibility exercises, things that he's hoping will prolong his career and avoid injury. So that's, you know, I suppose encouraging news. I just hope it works, whatever he's doing. You know, I don't know how much I can comment on Aaron Rodgers' off-season workout routine. I'm sure he's talked with and consulted with professionals, perhaps even the Packers' strength and conditioning coaching staff, into things he should be doing. And perhaps, I don't know if these are things he's been doing all along, but maybe just now that he's getting older, maybe it's a bigger priority, things like that. But so that's the new information regarding Aaron Rodgers, both his contract and his new off-season workout routine. And again, it shouldn't be too long. Just in 2 weeks here, players are due back in Green Bay to begin the off-season workouts. So, you know, what is it? I think they have like 2 or 3 weeks of what they call IPWs, individual positional workouts. So it's something like, I think it's exactly 2 weeks from today. So we're talking like April 14, they begin this, you know, the off-season program that like just for like 2 or 3 weeks, it includes nothing but weightlifting. And I think they can work with their position coach, you know, so if you're the offensive lineman, you can work with James Campen, and again, nothing in pads, but they can work with him on, you know, position drills, you know, no contact, but things like that. So that's how the off-season program works, at least the first phase of it. But yeah, the Packers getting underway with that in just a week or two. I'm positive it's like 2 weeks away. April 14, I believe, is the start date for that. And again, shortly after that, it'll be NFL draft time. So folks. It's been fun here this morning on a Monday morning here at Railbird Central. I'm so glad you could join us and test out the new live stream. This is the way it's going to be from here on out, I believe, for Railbird Central. We're not going to be using the old Cover It Live. I think we'll still be using Cover It Live for games here at Cheesehead TV, but not during our shows anymore. So kind of saying goodbye to that. It served us well, but entering a new era here with live stream. And again, for those of you who didn't join us early, all you got to do is sign up for a new account, sign up for a free account with Livestream, and you'll be able to chat. You'll be able to, I think it'll inform you when our shows occur. You'll receive a notice, perhaps, I think, if you sign up for it. So anyway, glad to have you on the show and entering a new era here. And hopefully a better era, a more technologically capable one. But it's cool. I'm excited. We're glad to have you along for the ride. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caribou. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Kidney in a Cooler by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you later, everyone. Go, cool. Pack, go. We're glad to-